Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the danger of ignorance. And perhaps this verse is familiar to you. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, knowledge is an important thing, and it's good to have some knowledge as we go through this life. We place a high value on knowledge. Someone once said, if you don't like education, just try ignorance. And ignorance can be a hard thing. It can be a difficult situation to be in. But God's Word gives us knowledge regarding many things. And it is able to equip us, as we studied in our Bible class this morning, unto every good work. In Hosea 4 and verse 6, as we've also mentioned, Hosea writes to the children of Israel, the northern kingdom in particular, and they are in the midst of a period of economic prosperity under the rule of Jeroboam the second. And so things are going very well for them, but yet they have forgotten the Lord. And so Hosea writes these words, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. And so ignorance can be a very dangerous thing for us and for our progeny. Well, as I mentioned, this was a time of economic prosperity. And you know, it's in those good times, when things are going very well, more often than not, that we tend to forget about God. And that's the warning that this particular passage in Hosea has for us today. We need to remember God both in the good times and the bad times. Those good times come along and we enjoy them and we appreciate them. And we roll with him, you know, and think everything's going great. And what do we attribute our success to more often than not? Why, to ourselves. But, you know, that's not the full story. Yes, I'm sure many of us work hard and many of us are successful due to our hard work. But God is the one who gives things to all. He is the one who provides. And if God wanted to take all of that away from us, it could happen in an instant. And there wouldn't be anything we could do about it. So even in good times, we need to acknowledge God and not forget about Him. As we think about this context, Hosea says, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. And as a result of their ignorance, they would then be taken into captivity by the Assyrians. And the northern tribes never returned from that captivity. Only the southern tribes returned out of Babylonian captivity. And so we see then that ignorance is dangerous to life. And so we want to place a high value on knowledge. Why do we value knowledge? Because it does give us life. It helps us to live. It preserves us in this life. And you know, we spend the first 18 years of a child's life teaching that child how to get along in this world. Because we know that it's important for those children to learn and to figure out how to navigate through life and to understand what it means to interact with different authorities such as the government or the law enforcement or even, you know, local county officials or things of that nature. We understand it's important for them to interact with the teachers in the community and that it's important for them to interact and learn about all the different occupations that surround them. And we want them to learn different things like how to read and math and science. Why is that? Why are we put so much emphasis on that? Because we know that when children are educated, they will do better in life, right? They will do better in life. Well, how much more important then is spiritual education? Not just to do better in life, but to do better for eternal life. It is infinitely more important. And so this evening, let's look at some dangers of ignorance. First of all, what are the causes of ignorance and the kinds of ignorance that are out there? Well, let's just talk about defining ignorance for a moment. What is it? It is, simply put, the lack of knowledge. Sometimes we use the word ignorance in a derogatory fashion, but we're not talking about using the word in that way this evening. We're simply talking about lack of knowledge, and we're not trying to insult anyone in that regard. But specifically, what we're interested in is spiritual knowledge and how ignorance of spiritual things can bring unwanted consequences to our lives. Also, we note this, that not all ignorance is created equal, right? There are some things that we can be ignorant of and it be perfectly acceptable. I have no idea what the price of rice in China is right now, right? Although I hear that Donald Trump sold rice to China recently. Just a little joke there, but I know, a very little joke. But anyway, but I just don't know what the price is. And that's okay. I don't have to know that. That's not critical to my life. It's not critical to my salvation. Some ignorance is acceptable, but then some ignorance is not acceptable. For example, if I were to take a gallon of milk up to the cash register, as I did last night, and I didn't have the appropriate amount of money to buy that gallon of milk, well, then I wouldn't be able to get out of the store with that gallon of milk. I needed to have some knowledge. I actually bought 2 gallons of milk last night, and I had a $5 bill, and I was able to pay for both gallons, believe it or not. But I wouldn't have been able to get out of the store with it if I hadn't have known something about how much the price of milk is in New Boston, Texas, right? So some ignorance is not acceptable. Some ignorance is intentional. That is, people who are in a state of denial of one thing or another, and they don't want to know. Don't tell me about that, they say. I don't want to hear about that. They want to be ignorant about it so that they can escape responsibility. And some ignorance is unintentional, but critical. That is, we may not know something and then later learn it and realize that we should have learned or we should have known before the things that happened took place. Some ignorance is dangerous. That is, if we're ignorant of the speed limit or something like that, that can be a dangerous situation to be in. And it can put other people in danger and can put ourselves in danger as well. And so there's a heavy emphasis, you know, on educating drivers. And that's important. And some ignorance is harmless, like we mentioned earlier. And it doesn't make a lot of difference. So not all ignorance is created equal. But what we are interested in are spiritual matters. And we want to have spiritual knowledge. And when it comes to spiritual knowledge, what we're interested in learning about is our matters of salvation and matters of living life in such a way so as to bring about what God desires. And so, when we look at the Bible, God is going to talk to us about certain ignorance. Ignorance that is critical to our salvation, that we don't need to be ignorant of things like that. And sometimes our ignorance is unintentional. And God understands that, and he has made provision for that. In Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 18, there it says, so the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred and did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. So sometimes we sin, we don't know that we've sinned, but God will forgive us of those sins, just as he did under the old covenant. In Hebrews 9 and verse 7, we read, but into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. So sometimes we commit sins in ignorance. And that is important for us to understand that the sins that we commit in ignorance, God is going to be patient with us. He's going to help us. He's going to work with us so that we can learn and we can grow. And he will forgive us of those sins that are committed in ignorance. And so some ignorance is unintentional. There's also ignorance that is intentional. And God is less willing to work with people like that. And for example, in 2 Peter 3 and verse 5, Peter writes, for this they willfully forget. Notice that expression, willfully forget. They intend to be ignorant here. And he says that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water. And the point there that Peter is making is that there's going to be some who are going to face judgment because they were willfully ignorant. And he goes on to talk about how the world's going to come to an end one day. Hebrews 10 and verse 26 makes it clear. If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. And so if we just pretend we don't know when we actually do, and we act like we're ignorant when we're really not, and we sin willfully, we do it anyway, why, there's not going to be any hope for us. There no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, the writer tells us there. And so some ignorance is intentional. There is, in the Bible, ignorance of God. And some are just ignorant of God. The fool, for example, has said in his heart, there is no God. And the psalmist says that they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Psalm 14 and verse 1. Well, we don't want to be like that. We want to have a knowledge of God. Some are ignorant of pure living. Ephesians 4 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul talked about individuals such as that, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Those who are in this circumstance also are not going to be excused for their ignorance because they have not sought after God and what God desires for their life. Some are ignorant of salvation from sin, such as Peter talks about in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. He says, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. He's forgotten it. He's intentionally become ignorant. Why? Well, for many reasons. But the fact of the matter is that these causes of ignorance, these types of ignorance, God is not going to be patient with because they are intentional. Well, let's look at some of the consequences of ignorance as the Bible discusses these consequences. First of all, there is physical suffering. The people in Jeremiah's day were ignorant of God's will, and as a result, they had to suffer tremendously. A voice was heard on the desolate heights, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Notice what Jeremiah attributes their suffering to. The fact that they have forgotten God. And so when we forget God, that is a recipe for suffering within our life. In Isaiah 17, 10 and 11, Isaiah writes, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not been mindful of the rock of your stronghold. Therefore you will plant pleasant plants and set out foreign seedlings. In the day you will make your plant to grow, and in the morning you will make your seed to flourish. But the harvest will be a heap of ruins in the day of grief and desperate sorrow. And why did they have grief and sorrow? Because they had forgotten God. And so here are some of the consequences of ignorance. Another consequence of ignorance is that we will turn to the wrong way. We will turn to the wrong standard. In Romans chapter 10, in verses 2 through 4, there Paul talked about some Jews who had accepted the wrong standard. And because of their ignorance of God's righteousness, they would be lost. He says, "For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they being," watch it, "ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Of whom were they ignorant? They were ignorant of Christ. And because of that, they sought to establish their own righteousness. If we are ignorant of God's word and his warnings for our life, then it will make it easier for Satan to take advantage of us. In 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 11, Paul says we are not ignorant of his devices, and we don't want Satan to take advantage of us. And so we have knowledge of Satan so that we won't be ignorant. But some simply refuse to listen, and as a result, Satan is able to take advantage of them. And so a consequence of ignorance here is going the wrong way, the wrong direction. Another consequence of ignorance is false worship. In Deuteronomy 32 and verse 18, we read that they sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals, that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. So there's another situation where ignorance led them into false worship. And the consequences then are that they have no relationship with God, because their ignorance of God puts them into idolatry. Matthew 5, 15 and verses 8 and 9, Jesus talks about the ignorance of people of his day. He says, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." When we are ignorant of Jesus and of his word and of his truth, then that's the only place we have to go in order to get commandments. It's from men. And when we do that, we elevate the commandments of men, then we err when it comes to worship. And we ultimately end up committing vain worship or empty worship because we are not worshiping according to the Lord's desires. And so another consequence of ignorance is false worship. And then also we see that a consequence of ignorance is condemnation. Ultimately, if we are not careful about how we think about God and his word and being concerned about the knowledge that comes from God and his word and applying that knowledge to our life, ultimately we will lose our salvation. In Acts 17 and verses 30 and 31, the apostle Paul said this, "Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead." So ignorance is not going to be an excuse in the day of judgment. And that's because God now commands everyone to repent, and he has assured us of where his message is by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. And you see, that information is known far and wide. And so many people are going to be without excuse because they will have known where the truth lied and they will have been ignorant of it because they failed to pursue repentance in their life. And in 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8, the Bible says that when Christ returns in flaming fire, he will take vengeance on those, watch it, who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Will some be lost because they are ignorant? Yes, unfortunately, that will be the case. But what can we do to change from ignorance? Because really, that's where we want to focus on our thoughts and our lives this evening. We understand that ignorance is dangerous. And I think that most of us here today understand that we need to have knowledge both of life and of the life to come. And that knowledge of salvation is important. So how can we change from ignorance to knowledge? Well, the Bible encourages us to be knowledgeable of important matters. The Bible wants us to take knowledge and not be ignorant. Of what such things does the Bible say to take knowledge? First of all, of salvation. In Luke 1 and verse 77, it says that Jesus came to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. And so God doesn't want us to be ignorant. He sent Jesus so we can have knowledge and that we can have forgiveness of sins. We need to take knowledge of the will of the Lord, as we discussed this morning. Therefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. That's a commandment from God, to understand the will of the Lord. You see, God commands us to have knowledge, and we need to be busy pursuing that knowledge within our life. We need to take knowledge of the Holy Scriptures, as Timothy did in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. And that from a child from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Timothy took knowledge of the Holy Scriptures, and because of that, he was able to have salvation. The Bible also says that in order for us to change from ignorance, that we need to obey. In 1 Peter 1 and verses 13 through 15, we read, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. How? As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. How are we to take knowledge? As obedient children. And so in order for us to have true knowledge of God's word, there needs to be obedience. John wrote in 1 John 5 and verses 2 through 3, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Yes, we need to obey. And obeying is part of changing from ignorance. We change from ignorance by, first of all, taking knowledge. We change from ignorance, secondly, by obeying. And we change from ignorance by showing compassion to others in their life. God has shown compassion to us in our ignorance. And so we need to show compassion to others as well and teach the blessed gospel to those around us so that they won't be ignorant of God's will. In Hebrews 5 and verse 2, talking about the high priest, it says he can have compassion on those, notice, who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. And so the high priest was to have compassion on the ignorant and teach them the way of the Lord. And Paul said in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 13 that he was also formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but that he obtained mercy, watch it, because he did it ignorantly in unbelief. And see, God had mercy on him and compassion on him and taught Paul the truth so that he would know what the right thing was to do. And then Paul did it. And so how can we change from ignorance? We can, first of all, take knowledge. We can, secondly, render obedience to God. And third, we can then show compassion to others who are also caught up in ignorance. Well, there is great danger in spiritual ignorance and ignoring God and His Word. And tonight we've looked at the causes of ignorance, we've looked at consequences of ignorance, and we've looked at changing from ignorance to knowledge. And what we want is for people to have knowledge and thus be saved. And that is really the summary of the whole exercise this evening. For us to take knowledge of salvation so that we can live a life that is blessed and we can have the expectation of eternal life to come. And what a wonderful thing it will then be for us to have known the way of truth, to have obeyed it, and then to enjoy the eternal consequences of a life lived in service to God because we took knowledge. Perhaps there's some here tonight who need more knowledge of God's Word within their life. They need to study more. They need to learn more to become a child of God. If you would like to do that, then there are people here this evening, including myself, who would be willing to study with you and talk to you more about the message of the gospel. Maybe you have taken knowledge by studying God's Word and you're ready to become a child of God this evening. And through hearing His Word and believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as Christ, and being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, you can become a Christian. How do we know that? Because that's what the Bible teaches. We are not ignorant of God's plan of salvation. We are knowledgeable of it. And because we're knowledgeable of it, we can know what we need to do to be saved, and we can do it. And that involves that last point we made, changing from ignorance to knowledge, taking knowledge, obeying the Lord, and then having compassion on others. And maybe this evening you need to become a child of God, and we're ready to help you do that right now. Maybe you're a Christian and you need the prayers of the church because your spiritual life hasn't been what it ought to be. And in understanding that, you realize that you need more knowledge. You realize that ignorance is dangerous, and you want to know more about God and His Word, and you need the prayers of the church to do that this evening. And now is a convenient time for you to ask for those prayers, and we will pray with you and for you so that you can have more knowledge of God's Word in your life. We want everyone to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. We don't want anyone to be ignorant of God, to not know God, and to not obey the gospel, because we know what will happen to those. And so this evening, if you need to respond to the invitation, we invite you to do so while together we stand and while we sing.